Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Saturday, June the 29th. And today we're going to tell you that we have a very warm day. It's about 90, well, it's in the high 90s. Not exactly sure what the temperature is right now, but it was 98 not too long ago, and I'm talking to you at 5 p.m. Central Time. So it's in the high 90s. It's going to be that way, I think, for a couple of days as we are in summer. No more mystery. We are now into the Texas summer. Today we're going to talk about my thoughts about the debate, the second debate, and the debates in general. I think you're seeing a little dispute here between Joe Biden and the Democrats, and I'll get into that in a second. But I have to ask the question, what exactly is wrong with President Carter? First of all, saying what he said, you know, that President Trump was not legitimate. Exactly what does he mean by that, since President Trump was not just elected, but his election was confirmed by the U.S. Senate in early 2017 when they do the Electoral College. So what exactly is the former president talking about? You know, this is really sad to see President Carter do this because, look, he's in his mid-90s. He's obviously has not been president for 38 years. Lots of people don't even remember who he was. I mean, that was 38 years ago that he left the presidency to President Reagan. And here he is, you know, for a long time, President Carter had pretty much stuck to, Habitat for the Humanity, some vote counting participations or presentations in countries around the world. I mean, I thought for a while there he was actually doing a lot of good things, not just for these communities where they build homes, but also for the country. I mean, representing the United States at some of these elections. But today, President Carter said something pretty stupid. I'm hoping that President Trump doesn't fight back that much. I'm hoping that President Trump will just let it sit. Of course, we know that's not the president. That's not President Trump's style. You hit him, he hits you back. But this is such an outrageous statement by President Carter that, you hate to see it. You hate to see it because, number one, you hate to see former presidents get into this kind of politics. But most important of all, it is not true. It is not true that he's an illegitimate president. I mean, it's just simply, it's just sad. I just don't know how else to say it. I think it's totally, totally sad what we're watching here with President Carter. Let's talk a little bit about the Democrats. They had their debate number two and debate number one. We had a very good analysis of this last night, Friday night, with my friend Barry Castleman, the Prairie editor. It's in the archives if you want to scroll down and check it out. I thought Barry, as always, did a very good job. And I think his conclusion, which is also mine, is that there's not one of these 20 can keep up with President Trump. And we're not just talking here about energy. We're just talking about the way President Trump runs for president. And you know he's going to come out swinging, as he always does. But not one of these 20 can keep up with President Trump. Now, the only one that I thought had a decent chance of defeating President Trump was Vice President Biden. I'm not saying that I believe that. I'm just saying he had a pretty decent chance to beat President Trump. And that's because Biden – he's not a radical guy. He is, you know, in many ways in tune with the majority of the country when it comes to trade deals, when it comes to immigration, when it comes to abortion. And I thought, well, here's a candidate who could give President Trump some trouble, but the Democrats don't want Biden. I mean, if you saw what happened in that debate, they went after Biden, and they went after Biden in ways that I thought were totally unfair. To even suggest or to bring it up somehow that then Senator Joe Biden was a racist because he was talking to or working with members of the Senate who represented some of the southern states back then, to even suggest that's wrong is just I think unfair. First of all, I don't know what they mean about these segregationists, because the fact is that by the time Joe Biden got to the Senate, he got there in the early 70s, most of the real heavyweights of segregation had already moved on. I mean, there came some new Democrats in the 80s and 90s. And in fact, in the 80s and 90s, a lot of those old Democrats, used to be known as Dixiecrats, were basically defeated, or not, let's say Republicans were elected in many of those southern states. So I don't know what segregationist he was talking to. I think Joe Biden was simply trying to work with fellow senators, something that I think we want senators to be doing. And the fact that one of these guys had voted for this or this or that, and that Joe Biden works with these senators, that certainly doesn't, I mean, I don't know why that makes Senator Biden look bad, or Vice President Biden. And I think what it comes down to is that I don't think the Democrat base wants Joe Biden. I think they want him out of the race, and they just don't want him. And I think they're aiming everything they have at him. They're probably going to start talking about other positions that he's taken over the years. And in a funny sort of way, what they're doing is they're defeating the one chance, or the one guy who I thought had a shot at beating President Trump. Not a good shot, but a better shot than the other 19 who were at that at those debates. So, you know, I don't know what's happening with the Democrats. There's an excellent article written by Brett Stevens, who writes in the New York Times. He used to write for the Wall Street Journal. He was a very conservative guy. He was an anti-Trumper. He then moved to the New York Times, where I guess he's supposed to be the conservative columnist over there. And he wrote a fascinating piece about those debates, in which he says, you know, you have Democrats at these debates speaking in Spanish to a country that doesn't speak Spanish. Obviously, pockets of the country do, but the country in general doesn't. The voters that they have to get don't speak Spanish. They're talking about giving benefits to people who don't live in the country. So you end up wondering, you know, what country are these people running for? What kind of presidency? What country are they running for? And it was really a sad spectacle to watch this debate. And of all of those Democrats, I always thought that the one who actually had a chance to go into some of these, middle of the country areas, so-called red areas, the only one that I thought had a chance to go in some of those areas and connect with people, was Joe Biden. And they're going to, you know, they're throwing him out. I mean, they're out to get him. So I think it's very sad to see what the Democrats have done to Joe Biden. I don't mean the fact that he doesn't win the nomination, but the way they're going at him, you know, talking about, I mean, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris looked at him and said, I know you're not a racist. And then she drops the whole bomb about busing. Look, Joe Biden is not a racist. The Democrats need to cut that out. But I think what he is, he's the wrong man at the wrong time. This is not the party. I have a post about this at the American Thinker today. This is not the party that he grew up in. This is a totally different party that he probably doesn't even recognize. So my guess is he's not going to make it. He's not going to make it as the nominee. He will probably drop out at some point, but he's not going to be the nominee. Now, who's going to be the nominee? Who knows? I mean, there's lots of others. But whoever it is from that group of 19 that will survive Joe Biden, not one of them can defeat President Trump. That much I can tell you with certainty. The Democrats do not have anybody right now that can defeat President Trump. Obviously, things can change, but the way it is right now, I don't see it at all. We're going to take a little break. I want you to hear from my friend Carlos, and then we'll be back.
This is Carlos Guerrero Harpies. I would like to see you guys this Saturday night at Sissiki's at the Star, located at 6765 Winning Drive in Frisco. I'll be performing instrumental high-energy music at 6:30 until 9:30 p.m. Make your reservation today at 972-377-2276. Remember, Sissiki's at the Star is the place to hang out on Saturday night. For upcoming dates, look for me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And we have a link to Carlo's website and the show information. Click on that, and it'll take you to his website. Well, another article, by the way, regarding the Democrats, another very interesting article was written by Andrew Sullivan, who was sort of saying the same thing that Bret Stephens was saying, which is, you know, what country are these people running for? I mean, Mr. Sullivan, who's a liberal, was basically saying, you know, these people are providing benefits for people who don't live here, for people who are in the country illegally. I mean, what kind of insanity is that? Well, it's the insanity of the modern Democrat Party. That's what the party has become. And that's why I said before that Joe Biden just doesn't fit this party anymore. This is not a party that would – I mean, can you imagine the convention in Milwaukee if Joe Biden is nominated? I mean, that place is going to be a circus. They're going to force him to take all kinds of issues that I don't think Joe Biden wants to take. They're probably going to force him to pick Stacey Graham, I think, the lady from Georgia, who is still running around saying that her election was stolen. I mean, it's just not going to be fun. And you know, I write in my American Thinker piece that Joe Biden probably went home after that debate or the hotel or whatever, after that debate, and probably looked at his wife and said, "Can you believe that these people are calling me a racist?" And his wife said, probably said, "Yes, I know. I know. This is not your party anymore. This is not the party that you grew up in. And obviously not the party that Mrs. Biden grew up in either. This is really crazy what's happening to the Democrat Party." And that's why, you know, I have a tweet over at Twitter today saying that watch for the Democrats to get more hysterical as they come to term with the reality that President Trump is going to be reelected. President Trump is going to be reelected, and these people are going to be going bananas. I mean, if you think they're hysterical now, wait till we get to the election and they realize when they can't have to come to terms with the reality that President Trump is going to be reelected. It's not going to be any fun. Believe me, it's not going to be any fun. Well, a couple of baseball stories today. The Yankees and the Red Sox are actually playing a series in London. Game one is today, Saturday. It started at noon Central Time, but it's a five-hour game. I guess it's still going on. The last time I checked, right before I came on the air, the Red Sox were batting in the top of the ninth or in the bottom of the ninth, and the Yankees were up by four, 17-13 or something like that. So I guess, you know, they went to London, but the pitching didn't go to London. I mean, that was not a good performance, I mean, by either team, their pitching staff. And at the end of the day, it just comes down to what team scored more runs. And today that happened to be the Yankees. But I do caution you as I say this, that the game's not over yet. I wouldn't be surprised if something crazy happens at the end of the game, because it's been that way. The whole game has been like that. You know, the Yankees were up 6-1. Then it was 6-6. And it's just been like that, you know. And now it's down to 17-13. I mean, that's obviously not very good baseball, to say the least. Certainly not at that level. I mean, some of these fans in London, I watched a little bit of the game, and you get the feeling that a lot of these fans in London are actually Americans who live in London. You can just tell the passions that they had for the Red Sox and the Yankees. So I don't get the feeling that there's a lot of people in London today watching their first baseball game. There may be. But I do get the feeling that there's a lot of Americans or Londoners who understand the game, who follow the game, who are watching the game, because you could just tell by the way they were reacting to the game that this was not their first baseball game. You just sort of get that feeling. Just a lot of emotion on both sides in this game today. Are they going to do this next year? I don't know. But if they're going to do stuff like this, I think it would be better if they would do it to open the season. And that way the players got a little break with respect to the traveling. On this day in history, baseball story, on this day in history, Joe DiMaggio got number 41 and number 42. He was playing in a doubleheader, number 41 and number 42. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll see you again soon.